time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor. Every week we talk with Dr. Brian Abner, or today Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff with Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach. And today we're going to be talking about something that you've probably seen a lot of advertisements for, maybe heard a little bit about it, and this is dietary supplements. We're going to be talking about everything from vitamins to people taking fiber and amino acids and minerals and that kind of stuff, and is it truly worth it? Well, I just found out that over half the U.S. adult population has take some kind of dietary supplements, most of those being multivitamins. Are they worth it? That's our topic for today. Good morning, Dr. Vandergriff.
Good morning.
Now, I know that this is, I haven't studied this or anything, but I know that I have read some information. There's a ton of things out there that is being pitched to the U.S. population. And, you know, every single one of them has some kind of claim for its benefits. Otherwise, it would not exist. But in many cases, I have been told in doing this show years ago that vitamins probably don't even need them as long as you're eating a healthy diet. And in some cases, it could actually be dangerous to take some of these things. Is this something that you deal with a bit in your practice?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we are always trying to look at what the studies are showing and practice evidence-based medicine. And as we get more studies, we can eliminate theories. You know, a lot of what we treat and how we treat patients are based on theories. And in many cases, there's a theory that this drug is going to do this. And so the drug company will go through the studies and process to prove that it will do this. But, you know, if you've watched the news with Theranos, the company that was going to do home testing and how it was found out that they were basically lying about their study results. So we also have to be very critical of what the scientific evidence, quote, scientific evidence is showing, because it doesn't take a lot of manipulation of the data to have a study say what you want it to say.
We certainly see that.
So we always need to go back and recheck and have other studies come out to double check. And a lot of times in medicine, we'll have 1 month, we'll have a news story about how this is the next greatest thing. And then 6 months later, there'll be a news story that says the opposite and how that's not the latest greatest thing. So, you know, and in the case of supplements, there's no legislation. There's no FDA oversight over these products because they're considered natural health food items. And so there's absolutely nothing that is being done to test these products to prove or disprove and show safety.
I was not aware of that. So vitamins are not regulated by the FDA?
They are not.
Wow.
All the supplements that you can get over the counter, you could basically produce in your garage and put a label on it. And if you can get a company to put it on their shelves, you can sell it.
Wow, I had no idea. Now, we seem to be focusing on vitamins. It's not just that. A lot of people like one of the more popular things now in the last 10, 15, 20 years is foods that you eat for health benefits, herbs and, you know, all these kind of different things that you're told to take as a supplement for whatever it is. And, you know, sometimes these advertising campaigns can, you know, they basically are based on fear. They try to create a fear in you and to make you feel like you really do need these. But as I have been told by one of the doctors I've talked to over the years, that if you eat a balanced diet, you really don't need these kind of things. But how do I know if I'm eating a balanced diet? How do I know? I mean, I feel fine, but, you know, what makes me realize that I may need some kind of a supplement if there's something missing in my health?
Well, you know, the companies have done a very good job at marketing themselves, and it's a multi-billion-dollar-a-year industry. So what you'll find is you'll have this theory, and then it gets popularized, and so then it takes off. And once something starts snowballing, it's very tough to stop that train. So in the case of multivitamins, there are very few people who actually need a multivitamin if they have a balanced diet. And what we say about a balanced diet is you have some meat, you have some vegetables, you have some fruits. That's a balanced diet. Now, the strict vegans who don't eat any meat or any meat products, eggs, milks, any of cheeses, any of those type, they may benefit from some B12 supplementation, some of the iron supplementation, because that's where you're getting the proteins from. You're not going to get those in your tofus and your other sources, your bean proteins. But in general, a multivitamin is not necessary for 99% of your listeners, and there's no scientific proof that a multivitamin even helps. Now, when you're talking about other supplements, you know, the herbs that you mentioned, you got to remember that a lot of our prescription medicines are based off of natural products, plant-based products. The first one that comes to mind is digoxin. Digoxin is a medicine that we use for atrial fibrillation, and it helps to control the rate a little bit. It helps to keep the heart healthy. Digoxin was derived from a plant. So the theory that plant-based medications are safe is completely false, because some of these medications are dangerous with other medicines. So if you're eating a plant or saying, oh, this is a natural product, so therefore it's not dangerous. Well, no, that's not true. And we can point to two substances that are illegal, being marijuana and cocaine, both derived from plant-based material.
Great example. Now, let's be clear here. Has there ever been a case where you've told a patient, I want you to add this to your diet, some kind of supplement, vitamin, whatever?
Absolutely. Statistics show that probably 50-60% of physicians has recommended at some point a supplement in some form or fashion. And that could be vitamin D, calcium, it could be a B12 supplement, it could be any of those that aren't being produced in the pharmacies that are available over the counter. We've talked before about some of the controversy with vitamin D and how the levels may not be standardized. The problem that we have is, and Consumer Reports over the years is sort of this organization that isn't influenced by any outside. They purchase all of the products, they test themselves, they don't receive any free products, and so they're thought to be one of the better organizations that are watchdogs for the Americans and us in general. So Consumer Reports, in two different cases over the years that I've read, has tested over-the-counter products. And I believe the first product they tested was St. John's Wort. So they went to the drugstores and they bought 10 different brands of St. John's Wort, took it to their lab, and they tested that in their lab. What they found was one of those 10 products had zero St. John's Wort in the pill. All of the products had varying levels, and none of those 10 had the level that the bottle said it had. And part of that's because it's not standardized. There's no government agency going back to this company, going back to their factories and saying, prove that your pills have the amount that you say it has in there.
I got to be honest with you. I'm very surprised that Consumer Reports is doing this and not the FDA, but I guess I'm sure there's a lot of litigation that would go along with all that. Let's talk about some other things that people may not think about when we start talking about supplements and vitamins and that kind of thing. Now, you mentioned some dangerous things like cocaine, and everybody knows you can overdose on that kind of stuff. But what are some of the dangers of, for example, like bodybuilding supplements? We know that athletes in the NFL, the NBA, and all that, they're banned from taking, they get tested from taking certain bodybuilding supplements because I'm assuming they do have dangerous side effects to them.
They do, and one of the most common things we see with some of these supplements would be kidney and liver problems. And it's the, you know, in small doses, they probably don't have any effect. But when you're looking at someone who's a bodybuilder and they're trying to really make their muscles as big as possible, they consume much, much higher doses than what is considered the active daily allowance. And they're trying to get an edge. They're trying to push their body and push it to the extreme. And much like any other, you push to the extreme, you're going to start breaking down. And in the case of some of these supplements, they can be damaging to the kidneys, they can damage the liver, they can create tachycardia and increased heart rate. They can cause other side effects in the body, and sometimes very, very dangerous, life-threatening side effects.
And I think it's very important that folks, we've often said on this show to when you're talking to any healthcare provider, to tell them all the medications you're on, and I guess maybe we should also bring up any supplements that we're taking as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's recommended that we are aware of the supplements you're using, and if nothing else, your listeners can understand, many of the supplements you're taking are not necessary. And at best, it's taking money out of your pocket. At worst, it could be damaging other parts of your body.
Yeah, I think that's a point we need to make. It's not just that some of these things do not have any effect on you and you're just throwing your money away. Some of these could have adverse effects.
Well, and one of the most dangerous one that I can think of off the top of my head is the red yeast rice. That's a very common supplement that I see patients using all the time to try to lower their cholesterol. And the scientific evidence says that it has very little effect on cholesterol, if anything, but it can be damaging to the kidneys. And it can cause muscle problems. And it can do the same thing that the statins can do that these patients are trying to avoid. So doing this supplement isn't a better option for a cholesterol-lowering agent. It's actually more dangerous because it's not being regulated by the FDA like those statin drugs are.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem, especially when everybody, including myself, so often turn to Dr. Google, and you go out and you see a form that looks like it's from a medical professional, and it's actually probably done just by a company who's trying to show you the benefits of their particular supplement, if we want to call it that. They're very tricky. There's a TV commercial that's still airing now. It is for some kind of supplement. I can't remember what it's about, but they show a young lady wearing a lab coat. She is never identified as a doctor. She never claims to be a doctor. She's not even wearing a stethoscope, but she looks like she could be a pharmacist or a healthcare professional, and she says, I always recommend this brand. So you got to watch out there. Some of these tricky advertising campaigns that we're running into, and certainly as well as the internet, we all know the inherent dangers there. Folks, talk to your healthcare provider about any kind of supplement you're taking, especially on a regular basis, because some of these could interfere and conflict with medications you're taking. So make sure you give your healthcare provider a complete picture of everything you're putting in your body. And remember, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call Strand Urgent Care. They're located in Myrtle Beach, just over the bridge, over the Intercoastal Waterway. You can call them 843-945-3030. Dr. Vandegrift, sorry for keeping you so long today. I just find it a fascinating topic.
That's quite a